Welcome to Shomar Shova and Daf, for holding in Chulin Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara with Beis brings that the difference between a behemo that needs shchita in two simonim, an oif that needs a shchita in one simon, and fish that don't need shchita at all, is because behemo nivris minaya bosho. So that's why you need two simonim. Dogim with nivro minamayim, so they don't need simon at all. And oif is nivro minarakak. Rakak means a combination of water and earth. That's why you have one simon. The Mashor in Chidushi HaGodes explains that he brings what the Chokrim bring, whatever's Rochok min Galgal. The Galgal is where the cancellation are. The one who is more Rochok, further from there, is more Chomri, meaning it's more physical. So the point is that earth is more physical, is more Chomri than the water. A behemoth that comes from the Aretz, it's more Chomri than the fish that come from the water. And therefore, the idea of shchito, says the Marsha, the reason you do shchito is in order to be mezakech the chayim ha-behemo. You want to make it more pure. You want to remove the dam and nefesh and make the food edible because you make it more pure. So the behemo, which is more gas, meaning it belongs more to gashmi, there's more to do in order to get it to be kosher, to be pure, because it comes from the adama. The dog in the cover of the water, which is the choyme yoysedak, which means more refined, doesn't need to do shchito. And the oif is in between. The binyan yada, first of all, starts with a remez, that the milu of the word mayim, milu means that you spell out the letters of the word. So mayim is mem yud mem. How do you spell mem? Mem mem sufis. How do you spell yud? Yud vav dalet. And then mem is mem sufis. So the letters that you don't hear are doimim. So meaning the chius that comes from the water is doimim, it is not so strong. And then he adds that the water is chesed, so it takes away the tumo from the one who goes into them. And that's the reason the kishuf, any sorcery, and it goes into the water, it's bottle. Meaning the water is pure and takes away all these bad koiches. And therefore, similar to the mashal, the fish that are created from the water, they do not have connection to tumo, and therefore you don't need to do shchita for them. Very similar brings the Etz Yosef, the name of the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, that the reason of shchita is to be metaru mizakech the choymer, that's he says the name of the Zohar, fish to come from the water, which ain't no mekabel tumo, so therefore there is not so much to do to purify them. And the Yunyakov adds one more knech, it says the Adoma was niskalkalo. We know that in Chet Adam HaRishon there was a curse on the Adoma as well. So anything that comes from the Adoma needs more of a tikkun. So all these mahalchim go in the same direction. And the Teres Chaim adds here one nekudo. And he expands upon it a lot, but he says the story is like this. When a behemoth dies on its own, what takes her life away is malach hamovis. As the lashon of the Gemara B'Metzia is, malach hamovis malihocha maliosom. Meaning, when you have a shomer, where malach hamovis is, meaning that when the malach hamovis takes away the nefesh of the behemoth. So from here you see that a malach hamovis takes away the life of the behemoth if it dies naturally. And then he says towards the end, that's the reason that the more the death is stronger, the more tumor it does. In other words, the more malach hamovis needs to work, the more tumor he causes. And Adam, who is he's strong, and he has koyach borei v'chazak from all the bali chayim, and therefore he has a richus yomi more than all the animals. So in order the malach hamovis to overcome him, needs to do a big work. So when the Adam dies, he causes his avi avoy satumo. The Chayan Behemo, they're not that strong. They don't have that same power. The Malach HaMovis doesn't have to work so hard. So they cause Tumo, which is Tumas Ava Tumo, which is Mago Maso. The bird, which is even less. So therefore, the Tumo is only Tumo of Beis Ablia. And the dog, you don't give Tumo at all. Because it all depends how much Malach HaMovis was working over here. So now he goes on and says, he brings us the name of the Rikanti, that the whole idea of Shchito is to take away the Malach HaMovis. If an animal dies on its own, so Malach HaMovis took her life. It becomes a nevela. If you do shchita, shchita takes away the nevela. The shchita takes away the tumah that Malach HaMovis does. So he immediately goes on the same halach. Behemo that has, he's very strong. So in order to come and take it away from Malach HaMovis, you have to kill it by taking away these two simonim. Because as long as you don't take the two simonim, she's not really dead. The oif, which is a little less, the chiyu is not so strong, so you take away from the malach hamovis with one simon. And the dogim, just taking away from the water, takes away their life. If you connect it to Reis Chaim, to what the Mefarsh we said before, you can add to it that the Malacha Mamas is Shoilet only in something which is more Chaimri. The more Chaimri it is, the more Malacha Mamas has power in it. And therefore, to overcome it, you have to do much more to remove the Malacha Mavis. So the Be'im was more Chaimri, you have to Simon to get away from the Malacha Mavis. The Oif, which is less, is only one Simon, and the Dogim don't eat it. In order to get away from Malacha Mavis, all you need to do is take them away from the water. And I am the Sefer Nechus Yomo, my Rebbe, Ramosh Shapir Zetzal, and Maimer Tess, who's Maik in this Inyan, and he explains more that Be'im belongs to the Yabosho, which is Mokam Achaimer. The fish belong to the water. The water is the mokum of ruchnius, ma'im she'elim soif, and the oif is in the ear, which is in between, which we doesn't have the kuvi, doesn't have the boundaries that the adomo has. Veheimim advoim vadvoim amokim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.